call is now being recorded. If you object, you may disconnect at this time.
All right. Thank you, everybody. this is our weekly, if you will, policy slash admin call. We just concluded previously a one-hour technical call. There are two main issues that we're going to want to be covering today, but before jumping into them, just wanted to do a quick roll call. We have Paul. Paul, and is it Smooker or Smoocher? Smooker.
Well, it's neither of the above. It's Smosher.
Smosher. Okay, there we go.
Thanks.
So we have Paul Smosher. We have John Paprakes, Mikey O'Connor, John McElwain, Evan Leibowitz, Michael Pelage, and from ICANN staff, we have Craig Schwartz. Is there anyone that I missed? Okay. So that's a no. Okay, so the two things that we wanted to talk about on... The two things we wanted to talk about on today's call is, one, some administrative issues, and two is the next snapshot update that I believe Andy forwarded to the list within the last couple of days. The first issue I want to talk about that is important, and I would appreciate everyone's feedback, is we are going to be losing Andy's services after Brussels for at least 3 or 4 months. And that potentially, I think, represents a problem on a couple of levels. One, I think we've really gotten to construct a good working relationship with Andy. And two, Andy has done, I think, a lot of the heavy lifting in the group to date, taking the various input and feeding it back into the documents. So this, I think, potentially represents a problem as far as how do we continue to progress with our work and hopefully in the near foreseeable future conclude our work. I was discussing, I had a brief email exchange with Greg Rattray, and one of the potential topics of discussion was perhaps after we publish our next snapshot to perhaps wind down the advisory group. That was one suggestion that was put forward by ICANN staff. My response to that was, in an individual capacity, a rather an emphatic no. I don't think we're yet done our work. I think we've done a lot of good constructive work, but I still think there's a lot more work to be done, in particularly perhaps getting some of the input from the RFI to answer some of the questions that we have, I think, not struggled with, but that we have openly debated with within the group. That was, I think, my initial response back is, no, there's still more work to be done by the group, and disbanding it would not be my preferred course of action. So that, again, was the initial concerns that I had or viewpoints that I had expressed to ICANN. What I clearly want to do now is go through the members on this group to with the members on the call today to see, is that a sort of a consensus within the group? And, again, we don't have everyone on the call, everyone obviously on the working group here today. So perhaps we could, you know, find out what the consensus of this is and then circulate it out to the full mailing list to make sure that we're all on the same page. So, again, that was my initial thinking. Perhaps if we could just go through and get some initial feedback, thoughts, you know, there is no right or wrong answer here. So, Paul, do you want to sort of start off with what you think needs to be done, or is our work done?
I don't honestly believe our work is done for, number one, the reason you noted, which is the follow-up stuff around the RFI, but if we have some expectation that, you know, with a publish, we're going to get some comments back, there's going to be some period to digest those comments and react to those comments. And if there's no group around to do that, this thing kind of dies on the vine. I'd hate to see that happen. So I would agree we need to continue and you know, keep going on this.
All right, excellent. Jonathan?
Sorry, Mike, I was muted. I had done the check, which is I agree, and they don't have where I could put, like, six checks. I think we do need to kind of keep this going ongoing. I think, you know, maybe the right way to present it to staff might be that the continuation of this group might reinforce the commitment for security and stability in new TLDs. And mitigation of the, one of the overarching issues, which was...
malicious conduct.
Malicious conduct. Thank you. I had a brain freeze there.
Okay. And as I said, I think that again, my concern here, and it again, I think it's echoing Paul's one that we really do need to carry this forward to prevent any from our work dying and or withering and dying on the vine. And then again, I think Jonathan, one of the issues you've been concerned with, this not necessarily representing a delay. I would be concerned if, you know, after we do our work, they then constitute some implementation group to then sort of start up, get up to speed. You know, I think when you look back at the work we've done, we've actually made a lot of progress, I think, and it would be helpful to carry forward. So with that, John, you're up. Your thoughts on next steps within this group and what are our options?
You know, Michael, I don't know if I have any, much more to add. I agree that our work, you know, is not done and that I think we've got a lot of, you know, knowledge, institutional knowledge that we've built here that can certainly be utilized to see this through to the RFI process and maybe a little bit beyond that.
All right. I've already spoken and am in full agreement with the group. Oh, I forgot Mikey. Actually, Mikey, I skipped over you. My apologies. Mikey, you're up. You have the floor.
No worries. This is Mikey. I got a question for you before I answer. So Greg proposed, I'm interpreting from what you said, that Greg proposed that we not get any more staff and wrap up the advisory group. Is he also proposing then that the HSTLD program stop? Is he planning to carry forward without input from an advisory group? Is he feeling like he's gotten enough input and wants to get going? What's his plan?
I think his plan was, with the departure of Andy, that this might sort of represent an inflection point where someone else perhaps takes what we've done and, you know, I don't know if that someone else is another group, which I think would be which would be kind of counterintuitive because they'd have to form it, or whether it's ICANN staff itself taking what we have done and perhaps, if you will, taking it the last mile of implementation. My sense from Greg was, you know, this isn't mean that we're done or the work of the HSTLD is done, but perhaps our work is done. And, you know, what I tried to communicate to Greg is, you know, I think we're really only perhaps, you know, a portion of our, we're on a marathon here and we're definitely not at mile marker 26.2. Again, I think getting back some of the data points from, you know, an RFI really go towards, you know, some of the implementation issues and, again, some of, you know, just some of the broader issues we were just discussing before on the tech call. So, again, I don't think that, and to be fair to Greg, I don't think he was saying unilaterally that, you know, it will be disbanded. He said, you know, what do you think? And, you know, I was like, well, I really don't like that idea too much.
Well,
it was not a unilateral dictate by Greg. It was sort of, what do you think? And I think I voiced my concern rather adamantly. And, you know, what I had told Greg and the rest, I think, Craig, you may have been copied on that email as well, is that, you know, clearly this is not, you know, what Mike Pelage thinks, but clearly what the entire advisory group as a whole thinks. So this was, I guess, part of the broader consensus building process, and what I will do from this standpoint is perhaps summarize this into an email to send out for, if you will, further buy-in or support from the entire group. So that's where I'm at. And
this is Mikey again. Let me follow up. It seems to me that the optics are bad, and we need to get a little bit of clarification on that. One of the things that we clearly need to do yet is address some of the fundamental questions in our charter, which is the feasibility of such a program in terms of, you know, all kinds of things. And, you know, I think the optics out in the world could, you know, I would hate to be in a situation where I have to stand up at the meeting in Brussels and say, look, as a member of the committee, I am very uncomfortable with the fact that the committee has not finished its work, but ICANN has declared victory on this one and is moving forward. So I'm with the gang on that. I think we have more work to do, but I would beseech the group that we need to get some of these fundamental issues nailed down, because, you know, it is a marathon, and it's hard to keep people's interest if we can't get the resolution on some of this stuff.
I would agree. Put it this way, Mike. I wholeheartedly agree with you on that. And you know, as I said, I think we need to begin to pare down to some of these issues. But as part of the consensus building process, I think we really did want to provide a much longer runway to discuss and circulate ideas before prematurely, you know, excluding certain viewpoints within the process. So, again, I think I now have enough data in which to perhaps draft an email. What I'd like to do is perhaps real quick, Evan, I think you did you finish, for all practical purposes, did we finish Principle 4 on our last call, or did we just sort of wrap it up? Did you need any more time in which you wanted to perhaps do that? Because I'm just looking at Principle 4 as an important component in the overall matrix, and I just want to try to get that box ticked. Or you think you had enough time, you think?
We certainly got to 4.1. We started getting into 4.2, which was the explicit acknowledgement from the registrant. And I don't know if we totally tied that up with a bow, but we came pretty close. My problem is I have a hard stop in 3 minutes.
that's unfortunate, but I appreciate that.
And the other problem is, and I think Mikey expressed it very, very well in the last call, is I think there's a couple of high-level things that we need to nail down. And it sort of gives more credence to the whole thing about we can't declare victory at this point, because we've basically spent a lot of really good time nailing down a lot of the details, like the controls, but there's some really important high-level things that are, when they get resolved, somebody's going to not like the way they're resolved because of history. We've been ducking them as opposed to confronting them, but it hasn't made them go away. And as a result, there's still a ton of unanswered questions, and one needed to do no more than listen to the last hour to start seeing just a shred of what they were. So declaring victory because we've got the details nailed down and not the high-level questions is worse than a mistake. I don't know what to say. It's probably almost delusional.
Sure.
Delusional to think that something, to think that this group has finished its task.
And put it this way, Evan, I think that is I think that's a sentiment shared or a viewpoint shared by everyone on this call, including myself. So not a problem. Let's see, what can I do now? Would it be possible? So what happens is, thank you, Evan. I think you're now done. Any last words before you drop off?
Well, I'm going to go offline with Mikey, who sent me some proposed wording on the 4.1, which we're going to combine into some of them, and let's see if he and I can together wordsmith some of the consolidation of 4.1 and maybe deal with 4.2 on the mailing list. I don't think we have the 4.2 doesn't strike me as being that contentious because, as was mentioned last time, it's simply an extra level of auditing to what should already exist in registrant agreements. So I don't think we're too far from it. We had a good discussion on some of the wordsmithing that needs to happen with 4.1, and Mikey sent me some email, and we've already started that going.
Excellent. Thank you, Evan, for your continued contributions, and I will let you go. What I'd like to do now is, having sort of discussed that preliminary admin stuff, I would like to try to move forward with putting forth, or at least consideration or evaluation, the latest snapshot document. Is there anyone on the call that has been able to go through the second snapshot that Andy has prepared for us? So silence is probably not a good sign. And unfortunately, we do not have Andy with us here to perhaps take us through the document and highlight those specific changes. Craig, can you throw up the second snapshot document?
Yeah, I'm trying to actually find it right now. I'm just not that familiar with it. Hold on.
No problem. And I think, Mikey, we had talked about including, what is it, some of the language. I think we had already began to preliminarily discuss this document perhaps a week ago, Mikey, and this is when you and I were proposing some qualifying text to appear in the different sections. Do you recall that?
I remember that from a couple of weeks ago. We had footer language and header language and stuff like that, and then I missed last week's call, much to my chagrin. So I don't know whether I'd be happy to take a look at that section.
Hey, Michael, this is
yes.
Craig. I don't have that snapshot, but if you email it to me right now, it'll just take me a second to pull it up. Or if
all right. Hold on. Let me go search through my inbox here.
You're going to put that up on the Adobe link or the Wiki link?
Probably throw it up on the,
Adobe.
Is it? Put it this way. Is it already up on the Wiki? Did he upload it to the Wiki yet, Paul?
Snapshot number 2.
Yeah. Is that up there?
It is on the Wiki, yeah.
All right. Control the survey.
Looks like it's revision 5, 05/28/2010. It?
Yep. I'm opening it up right now. Okay. So what happens here is I'm just looking at this document, and it appears that we've used watermarks, we've used footers. I think we've used a lot of that initial, some of those initial concerns. Here's what I'm proposing to make the most efficient use of our time. Me reading through this document in the remaining half hour is probably not going to be the most constructive use of those 30 minutes. I think what we really need to do here is, over the course of the next week, I think we really need to focus on looking at proposed edits of this document so that next week we, I think, have the potential to sign off on the release of this document so that we can get it out in advance of Brussels. I think that was what we were originally intending on doing, and I think that is still a viable target. I think we've gotten through most of the principles. There may be one or two more principles on number three, but I am really proposing that we utilize this time to really, offline to review this, make some edits, and, perhaps next week, instead of doing a 60-minute call, perhaps we may expand that to perhaps 90 minutes to really finalize this document and get it up and on the website in a more formal version, so that it could appear in a DAG. For those of you who have looked at the DAG, you will notice that there is a placeholder for this document to be inserted. So I think my goal here would be, let's focus our efforts over the next 7 days and potentially with a 60 or 90 minute call next week to, wrap this up and get it up on the website. Is there anyone that would be opposed to that particular objective and timeline? I'll start from the top. Paul, is that reasonable, or you think we need more time here?
No, it sounds good. I think it's important to get it out before Brussels, so let's get it done.
Excellent. Jonathan? Coming off mute?
Yes, I am. You're very astute. I was coming off mute. I'm good until next week.
All right. So, again, this is going to be we are going to need people to focus on getting their homework done and perhaps using the list to circulate some stuff. Mikey.
It scares me that the whole document's getting stuck in the DAG. We might want to think about thinning it just a little bit. I think it'll overwhelm people, the whole checklist. Is the whole checklist going to...
It would be listed as an appendix to this snapshot. I mean, that is kind of what we've been working on for the last 6 weeks. So, I think Andy has done a good job of with the watermarks, the footers, and perhaps my suggestion to him would be to ensure that those same... did he put those same watermarks in the Excel sheet? Let me see. I'm uploading the Excel sheet right now. Give me a second.
It looks like it's in there.
The
watermarks are, but the header.
The copy.
Yeah.
At the header, this document is a working draft, has not been tested for consensus. He got water. Yeah, so I think, so from that standpoint, Mikey.
I guess my concern is we're basically putting documents that haven't been tested for consensus into the draft applicant guidebook. Do we really want him to do that? That sounds crazy.
Well, I mean, I think what we're proposing is this. I mean, it's a snapshot. I mean, is this part of the DAG, or is this just collateral material in connection with the DAG?
I could see a paragraph that says something like, there's an HSTLD program under development. It bears no connection to the DAG. It's simply, this is the whole connection to the rollout of new GTLDs discussion. And if, in fact, we're sticking this document into the DAG as part of the applicant guidebook, that's not so good.
Okay. Hold on. Explanatory memorandum and related reports. So here is where it appears right now. Hold on. I'm popping this onto the list as we speak. So you see that link right there that I just uploaded to Adobe? So the simple answer is it part of the DAG? No. It is listed as documents below support and explain the reasoning behind many aspects of the new GTLD program as described by the draft applicant guidebook. So the shorter answer is it's not part of the DAG. However, it is included as part of the collateral material, meaning explanatory memorandum and related reports in connection with DAG components.
That being the case, then could we just leave it as a link in the DAG and not?
I don't think it's even going to be a link in the DAG. I don't think it appears as a link in the DAG. Right now, if you read the DAG, hold on. Now I got to go. Let me go to the DAG. If you go to the DAG in Module 1. Hold on. I'm opening up the redline version now of Module 1, where this appeared. So, Mikey, I think your concern is we're not even going to have a link in the DAG.
My concern is that there's too much information about what we're doing in the DAG, not that there's too little. I would be delighted if there was no mention of this in the DAG at all, because it's not. That was the whole debate we had about connecting it to the new GTLD program, and we said no, this is entirely parallel.
Hold on. What I'm going to do is let me get to the DAG. I have it in front of me. Downloading slowly. GTLD evaluation. Hold on. High security. Okay, so if you look at the current DAG, which now is section 1.2.8, it talks about voluntary designation for high security zones, and it says ICANN and its stakeholders are currently developing a special designation through a separate HSTLD program, and it says for information on the HSTLD program, including the current program development materials and activities, please go to, and now I got to see where that goes to. I think that actually takes us to the wiki. Hold on. I'm seeing where this goes in our report here. Give me a second, Mike.
Then that, if it goes to the wiki, then the pressure's off. Then,
Hold, Mike. I'm getting as quick as I can. Parallel processing and, all right. It seems for some reason the URL may not be operational, which would be rather
problematic. Well, yeah, maybe we can.
Hold on. Let me see. Control copy. Allow. It actually links right now to The it goes to, I'll tell you where it goes to. Hold on, I will show you right now. This is the link that it currently appears in the DAG, and that link goes to basically a page on the ICANN website that had all of our MP3 recordings, as well as the link to the public wiki, as well as a link to all email correspondence. So that is the link that currently appears in the DAG, and I think that's I'm happy with that. I mean, I think that is all right. So there we go. So what happens is, getting back then,
now the trick is that it's pointing to the old that page right now. That it goes to points to the old development snapshot. It points to the 18 February one.
Mm-hmm.
So, Craig, we might want to get that page updated with.
Well, what happened? Well, what happens though is, Mikey, you, this is why we're having next week's call, right? Because the way we progress things is it stays on the wiki until we agree as a group, and then it appears on the ICANN website.
Oh,
so I think that's what Paul, I think that's what me and Paul and others were talking about is let's focus our efforts on the next, you know, 7 days to agree that Snapshot is now ready to go out for public comment. Once it goes out for public comment, boom, it now appears, it now gets, you know, transferred from the wiki up to this more official status stage. That so that's where we're at. So right now, I think what I see, I think all of your concerns regarding not representing too much, I think what ICANN has done by linking the DAG to this working group page as well as the wiki and all that stuff, I feel that they've properly reflected and have not overly represented where we're at in our work. I'm feeling confident with it, and I really would like to use the next sort of 7 days to, as I said, wrap it up so that, you know, before everybody hops on a plane to go to Brussels, if they would like, they could download the latest and greatest snapshot.
Now, Thursday for me is a travel day, so I'll be off the call, but I'll look at it.
Well, you're mixing your calls. Thursday is your vertical integration. We do Wednesdays. You do Monday. Thursday.
Never mind.
You're mixing your groups there, Mikey.
Yeah, I'm going to go on mute now.
Okay. So what happens is I've done Mikey. John, do you have any? Are you fine with what we've proposed as far as getting the remainder of our work to the next stage?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Excellent. So that's it. So what I'd like to do is, you know, I know we have 20 minutes left. I'm an attorney. I could probably easily fill 20 minutes with idle chat, but don't necessarily know if that would get us done, take us anywhere. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to propose to draw this call to a close. As far as action items, I will send a email to the list sort of discussing the concerns or reservations about wrapping this group up too soon. And again, for those that may want to use the 20 minutes, if you could please go through the second snapshot and some of the control matrices and, you know, try to bring them forward so that hopefully we could wrap this up next week and get it published. So I'm proposing to wrap up the call now unless there's any final words or comments. Anything?
Good.
We're all good. Thanks again for everyone for showing up, and please do your homework so that we can get this up and post it next week. Thanks again, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike.